Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our hymn this week is Come Thou Long-Expected Jesus. Charles Wesley was a prolific hymn writer who wrote over 6,500 hymns during his lifetime. His works include And Can It Be?, O For a Thousand Tongues to Sing!, Christ the Lord is Risen Today!, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, The Carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. Jason Vickers states that Charles Wesley's conversion experience in 1738 had a clear impact on his doctrine, especially doctrine concerning the power of the Holy Spirit. The change was most prominent in his hymns written after the same year. From his published works, Hymns and Prayers to the Trinity, and in hymn number 62 he writes, The Holy Ghost is part we know, for with us he resides, our whole of good to him we owe, whom by his grace he guides. He doth our virtuous thoughts inspire, the evil he averts, and every seed of good desire he planted in our hearts. In this hymn, Charles communicates several doctrines, the personal indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the sanctifying work of the Spirit, the depravity of mankind, and humanity's personal accountability to God. We hope you enjoy today's featured hymn from Charles Wesley, entitled Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus, written in 1744. Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal Spirit, rule in our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. You can view a Gloryscapes video of this hymn by going to gloryscapes.com/Come Thou Long-Expected Jesus. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and become a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.